The Western Cape High Court today confirmed that the management of Stellenbosch University, led by Rector Wim de Villiers, broke the law by trying to keep information of critical public importance secret. The court order confirmed that the university's refusal to comply with a request under the Promotion of Access to Information Act was unlawful and in violation of the provisions of PAIA. The court further ordered the university to comply with the PAIA request within 5 days by handing to the DA all records relating to de Villiers' alleged improper contact with retired Judge Edwin Cameron during the court case about the abolition of Afrikaans as a primary language of teaching alongside English. The court further ordered that the university must pay the DA's legal costs for the application. Today's court order is another victory in the DA's ongoing quest for justice regarding the events that took place during the Constitutional Court case about the abolition of Afrikaans as a primary and equal language of instruction alongside English at the university. The DA, however, derives no joy from seeing Stellenbosch University descend into a swamp of unprincipled mismanagement. We remain determined to get to the bottom of what happened during the court case that robbed thousands of Afrikaans students of their right to mother tongue education, precisely because the DA has such high regard for what the university says it strives to be, namely a fully multilingual beacon of excellence. The DA looks forward to closely studying the evidence against de Villiers. Based on what it contains, we will take further steps to ensure that the right to mother tongue education does not get further trampled by the university management's petty power games. The DA remains absolutely committed to the principle that Afrikaans deserves an equal place alongside English as a primary language of instruction at Stellenbosch University, and we will keep fighting until the constitutional right to mother tongue education is finally respected by the university.